Now, begin with the Russian foreign minister having said the U.S. is trying to create, quote, alternative bodies of authority on vast parts of Syrian territory. Sergey Lavrov made the remark in a news conference at the United Nations in reaction to the U.S. announcement that it will create a 30,000-strong force of local Kurds in northern Syria. Russian top diplomats said that any such move goes against Washington's obligation to safeguard the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the Syrian nation. He also criticized comments by the U.S. Defense Secretary at Johns Hopkins University. That's where James Mattis called Russia and China growing security threats.
We face growing threats from revisionist powers as different as China and Russia are from each other. Nations that do seek to create a world consistent with their authoritarian models, pursuing veto authority over other nations' economic, diplomatic, and security decisions.
Pentagon chief also said Washington's primary focus of national security has shifted from terrorism to one of competition of great powers. In reaction, Lavrov said that it's regrettable that the U.S. has taken up a confrontational security strategy. He said the U.S. needs to acknowledge the need for cooperation with Russia to ensure global strategic stability. A Syrian army and allied forces pressed ahead with an offensive in Idlib province aimed at taking control of a strategic airbase there. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali was on the front lines as troops were making gains against al-Nusra Front terrorists.
The Syrian army and allied forces have retaken control of a large area in the countryside of Idlib province after scoring victories against Nusra Front terrorists. The first goal of the military operation is to retake Abu al-Duhur military airbase.
The Syrian army and allied forces continued advancing in the east of Idlib province after defeating terrorists in the last positions in Qaital, south of Aleppo. We advanced to Umtine. The aim is for troops to join forces advancing from Hama in the direction of Abu Duhur airbase.
Various kinds of heavy weapons used in this army attack reflects the power and determination of the Syrian forces, who have regained control over more than 90 towns and villages in a matter of weeks. Army commanders say reaching the airbase is only the first step of the offensive.
Securing Abu Duhur is important. It's the starting point from which we will launch the second phase by attacking terrorists in Idlib. The aim will be to secure the international highway from Hama to Aleppo.
Troops have been approaching the airbase from two directions, namely from southwestern Aleppo province and southeastern Idlib province. Taking control of the airbase of Abu al-Duhur would be a heavy defeat for the Nusra Front terrorists, as it is located in the heart of their stronghold in Idlib. The Syrian army aims to use it as a starting point for the next phase of its offensive for eliminating the al-Nusra Front in the terrorist-held province. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Aleppo's southwestern countryside.
A London-based monitoring group says that up to 6,000 Syrian and Iraqi civilians have been killed in U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in 2017 alone. According to Air War's death toll is three times higher than figures in 2016. Monitoring group says coalition's air raids in the two countries were often devastating. Revelations contradict U.S. military figures that put the overall civilian death toll in U.S.-led operations at just over 600 since late 2014. Washington claims that its airstrikes target militants, but reports on the ground indicate that many civilians have fallen victim to such attacks.